Welcome to Shomach Shov and the Daf. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Kuvov. The Mishnah in Amud Beis brings, if a person is saying, Pirashti vein yodea ma pirashti, he wants to give a neder, he says, I said something, I don't remember what it is, he needs to bring the maximum amount that he would bring. Because when we talk about nedarim, one has to bring the max that he may have thought in his mind. This thing is discussed in the Tshuvas, the Chazal Sofer, and Yerideos, Simon Reish Mem. He brings someone, he got an aliyah, and he said a neder to one of the tzedakas you have in the city. Now he doesn't remember which tzedak it is. So the Chazal Sofer is ma'arich in the whole union, and he concludes and says, of course he has to pay each one of the tzedakas, as we learned in Maseches Menachos Daf Kuvav. So that's like a hegdish. And he says, well, that's the hoiro we tell him. You can't force him to do it. Only if he is agreeing to do it, he will do it on his own volition. Ayin and also Tshuvas Rav Peolim to the Ben Ish Chai. He brings that a woman said, in a time of a tzara, I'm going to give a neder to a tzedakah, but she doesn't remember for what purpose, to what she's going to give the tzedakah to. Says, every kupa of a tzedakah, he says, has its own anim, its own people that it supports, and you're not allowed to change from one to another. And then he brings the Chazal Sofer that we mentioned, and he ends and concludes, he says, I think I can argue with the Chazal Sofer, because it's not so clear who the money goes to. The money is supposed to go to Anim, but who are the Anim? And maybe there is a possibility to switch from one Anim to another Anim. So he says, if she bring it to Beis Din and give it to Beis Din, Beis Din should decide what to do with it. But he says, maybe by Tzedakah is a little different than what we see in our Mishnah. And the reason why, over here, it's different than any other Amoitzi Mechaver Alav Arayo. Whenever a person owes money, if you don't know how much he owes, you can't take the money out of him. So why he should be different? So we have two ma'alchim in the Achronim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns, it's brought down in the end of the Drush V'Chidush Chalek Aleph. The idea is because by a neder, there is a isurim. It's a isur of a neder. So when do you say that Sofek Lekulo, Moetz V'Chir Olav Arayo, we talk about a monetary obligation. But when you have your isur of a neder, then you don't say that. So you have to go to Chumrah. Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman in the Divrei Sofrim, in Siman Hey Ois Beis, he says a little differently. He says, based on the Yisoid that he says somewhere else, that by Kehegdish, a body of a person and a money of a person doesn't belong to him. Meaning, in the Oimek, and the Machshava Dik way to look at it, when a person is talking between him and his friend, so he owns some stuff, and his friend owns some stuff. And if the friend wants to take his money, he's the owner, he's the buyer. But klape hegdish, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't come and say, I'm an owner, you can't take it away from me. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything that you have. Kam kol ma'aseinu pa'al tolano. As we mentioned before in the Yimei Chasva Sofer, when a person gives a neder, is he giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He brings the name of the Chovas HaLevavos, that everything that we have is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. It belongs to us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we talk about a neder, we talk about a hegdish. A person that comes in will come and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know what I have to give you, so right now I'm keeping it. Because I'm going to have a levarayu, have a chazakah. You have no chazakah klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your body and your money is all right now in your hand, but there's no chazakah over here, and everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem. V'advorim amukim onechoinim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shorim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.